This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the weekend edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, two great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and up on the Westwood One satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody that's out there right now working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road men and women truckers, coast-to-coast, border-to-border, attaboy, attaboy-girl, way to go. Now, follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. And you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. And here we go with hour number two of the program and the professor of politics in California, IA, Kyle Warren. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time for the pledge for the second time. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because a great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, this country's in trouble, make no mistake about it. And just when you thought it couldn't get any better, Kyle, we have a circle back report on Jen Psaki. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
All righty. The incomparable Jen Psaki, the wonderful perspinator, that's a word I made up, of information at the White House is announcing that she's going to be leaving. She has no intention of sticking around to see the cows come home. She's probably going to be leaving sometime next year.
That's what we hear. This is quite interesting. And, of course, you know, typically press secretaries, they don't, you know, stay for the entire administration.
2 to 4 years.
Yes, exactly. But I think Jen Psaki may be out the door a little bit ahead of that kind of schedule. And she says that, you know, it's, she thinks it'll be about time for somebody else to have the job in about a year from now or so, just paraphrasing her. But unfortunately, I think there's other reasons for that. And I think that she's, you know, caused a little bit of controversy early on. Number one, with the constantly circling back. That's where the circle back segment even came from, is that she was constantly, I'm going to circle back for that. And I think it even rubbed the reporters the wrong way. But also at the same time, I think she's not had a great success only because of sometimes her attitude towards some of these reporters. But also at the same time, Captain, by the time she does find the exit, the Biden administration may be having to try to explain itself a lot differently than the way these press conferences are going right now.
Well, just watching Joe Biden try to spin the jobs report, where the government themselves expected almost 1 million jobs in April, and they got 266,000. How can you spin that in a positive manner?
How can you?
Well, of course you can. But what you can do is say, well, we need some more government programs, and this, you know, is a good reason, and this kind of thing. And so, again, they continue to think that the Americans are out there just wanting more reinforcement that big government is somehow the big solution to everything, when it's not. It's about unleashing the American people. That's precisely what Trumpism was all about, what President Trump was able to bring to the table. And we saw what happened, you know, in real time. I mean, we have very, very good data about this. And of course, COVID-19 changes everything. But coming out of COVID-19, if you continue to do what the Biden administration is doing, you're just asking for trouble.
Speaking of Trumpism, guess who was up in the Villages last night?
Who's that?
Congressman Matt Gaetz and Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene had an America First rally at the Villages last night. And hello to our friends up there in the Villages. And Eileen, I hope you're doing well up there. That's the Tea Party, the Villages Tea Party founder. But anyway, they were taking up the mantle of a Trumpian populism, so they say, at a rally.
Well, I'm sure, because again, Trumpism is not about tweets. It's not about any of those kinds of things that the media harped on all the time. They harped on a lot of those things primarily because I think they were very scared about Trumpism, because Trumpism was something that, again, embodied a lot of conservative ideas, a lot of economic, you know, good economic ideas, getting people back to work, bringing jobs back home, empowering companies to do more and expand more, rather than calling them the enemy and saying they're not paying their fair share, all that kind of stuff.
Wow.
And that's why this is going to work.
Well, after the Liz Cheney debacle, which, by the way, we told you that the National Border Security, Border Patrol, Union, has endorsed Lynn Cheney to take Stefanik woman to take the place of Liz Cheney. We also found out yesterday, Axios reported that former President Donald Trump has an iron grip on the Republican Party. Why wouldn't he?
Well, right, and he would have an iron grip, certainly on being a king or queen maker, basically, in terms of supporting people calling attention to them, and then, of course, looking at his own prospects.
He is still extremely popular. It's driving the Democrats absolutely nuts. They don't get it. They don't understand it. Their people are calling it a cult, this, that, and the other, and all that sort of stuff. But it's called being an American first. It's what Donald Trump has stood for. And we got a chance to see him in action the first time. I bet there's a lot of people kicking themselves in the butt right now as they start to look at their future when it comes to taxes. What do you think?
Good time.
All right, hold on. Folks, you're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Kathy's going to take us to break. And we'll be right back with more. I shall return.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission, and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away. At soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Thank you very much, announcer lady. And that's Kathy Curtis. She and I have been friends for, God, 20 years, ever since I first came on the radio. She made my first liner for me. Because we were both working at the same station here in the area, and she was the morning news announcer. How about that? And she's moved on to bigger and better things. Okay, this portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Auto Glass America. Now, remember, there's gold waiting in that darn windshield you got if you got a chip or a crack in it. So give it an inspection today. And if it's chipped or cracked, they'll give you $100 dropped right in the palm of your hand when you have your windshield replaced by Auto Glass America after you tell them, I sent you. Now, they'll handle your windshield needs, give you a lifetime warranty for the car, the truck, the van you're driving. If you happen to be in Florida, Florida requires Florida Comprehensive Insurance. But wherever you're at, Auto Glass America will come to your home or office, process your insurance claim. And by the way, premium quality windshields, hand you $100 right in the palm of your hand when you mention me when they get done doing what they're doing. Now, the phone number is 813-96-GLASS, 813-96-GLASS for Auto Glass America. And believe it or not, when you call that number, you're going to get Phoenix, Arizona. So ask them how the weather is. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you. 813-96-GLASS. All right, Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
You betcha. All right. Now, I want to give a special shout-out to Dave up there at WZXI Radio in Central Kentucky. And thanks, Dave, for the flowers. We appreciate it. But we really never went anywhere. We were still here doing what we were doing through the magic of radio. But it is what it is. But thanks a lot, Dave. I appreciate the good comments that he fired off at us.
Yes, very much so.
Now, we talked a little bit about the villages. Now, there's some real significance in the villages in the state of Florida. First of all, what is it?
Well, it's a large retirement community, essentially.
One of the largest retirement 55-plus communities in the country.
Yes.
All right?
Yeah.
And this is a political means of judging what happens to elections around the country, because you do have Democrats there, you do have Republicans there, you do have Libertarians there, and you do have Independents there. Now, it just so happens that most of the time they are very conservative there, but then again, that's because they like their homes, they like their lifestyles, and they don't like paying any more money than they have to pay.
Well, exactly right, yes.
Yep. So all that being said, Matt Gaetz and Marjorie Taylor Greene from North Carolina had an America First rally. Now, I wonder where they got that idea from.
Well, sounds very much like Trump, yeah.
And I wonder if Gaetz is trying to, I'm not trying to alienate anybody, but Gaetz is in trouble. We know that, right?
Yes, yes.
They're going after him. We know that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So he's trying to grasp onto Donald Trump's coattails, with or without his permission, and do anything he can to try to raise his brand, so to speak. I get that.
Yes. Well, it would appear to be what's happening, yeah.
But then you've got Marjorie Taylor Greene, who's in the same boat, if you will. They went after her really bad to begin with, remember?
Oh, yes.
And they're still going after her. They just aren't going after her as much. But she's a fighter, and she's showing it. So she was there, I guess, to give him some support when he needs it. And they had the America First rally. And all I know is that it was well attended, as you might well expect. And everybody had a good time.
Mm-hmm. That's what it sounds like, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, CNN and MSNBC and their parent companies, according to the New York State Attorney General, funded fake net neutrality comments. They're in trouble.
Well, again, it's a lot of times, you know, you hear on different news programs or networks that they will say, especially if they do a story about something that involves their parent company, they always have to say, we're a subsidiary of XYZ Corporation. It's so that you know the story you're hearing, that there's some connection there and all this, and it's all about full disclosure. Well, what happens when people find out about this kind of thing? The optics are very, very bad. Yeah.
Yeah, very much so. And by the way, the new Florida voting law that was signed into effect by Governor DeSantis stops people like Mark Zuckerberg from bankrolling election administrations, bankrolling people running for different offices down here in Florida. Now, part of that is also because of Eric Holder. You heard about what he just did, right?
What was that?
He formed a group to assist in the gerrymandering.
So, oh, right.
So the Democrats can try to get some of their points across when it comes to the partisan gerrymandering.
Well, exactly. You see, this is, now that the census is done and we're seeing the effects of it, this is where all this is going to come into play.
Yeah, and there are people out there that are talking about, well, they're going to redistrict, they're going to recanvass my district and change it, blah, 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 this, that, and the other. The only thing they're going to do in my home state of Florida, for the people that you hear talking about, well, they're going to redraw my district. No, they're not. They're going to add a district in Orlando, because Orlando has become very much blue. So they're going to split that blue up and put some of it on the outside of the western part of Orlando, outside of the eastern part of Orlando, and then run a congressional district right down the middle of Orlando. That's going to be the addition, but there's going to be some red to the north and the south of it to try to even things off a little bit to where they might actually have a chance of having a Republican congressman or woman out of that area.
Yeah, exactly right, yeah.
Because we got Alan Grayson out of there, remember?
I remember Alan Grayson. Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He was a real interesting fellow, we'll just say.
Yeah. Now, the White House has said Iran must comply 100% with a nuclear deal to get the sanctions lifted. I don't see them doing that anytime.
No, I don't see them actually doing that. But at some point, maybe we'll hear, you know what? They complied. So everything's okay now. We'll, because they want that nuclear deal with Iran. There's just no doubt about it. So, I don't know. You think they'll move the goalposts on that, too, at some point?
Yeah. Now, where is this Representative Anthony Gonzalez? What state is he in? Do you know?
I don't know off the top of my head, no.
All right. Well, he joined a list of lawmakers that have been censured by state Republican parties across the country. 10 of them so far have been have that happened to them for voting to impeach former President Donald Trump on the charge of inciting the deadly attack on the U.S. Capitol January 6th. But then I heard he's not running for re-election because I believe the Republicans in the state that he was in said, hey, we are not going to endorse you.
But, well, that's right. And as a matter of fact, looks like he's, I think he's from Ohio, the 16th District of Ohio.
Okay, good.
Yeah, and so I believe that they've actually, they've been wanting him to actually resign as well as not supporting him. Yeah.
Oh, well, we'll see what happens. Mm-hmm. Now, the Atlantic Magazine, you heard about them, right?
Oh, sure. Mm-hmm.
They wrote an article, and in it they were quoted as saying, progressives are sticking to their COVID restrictions without any scientific justification. Kind of sounds like they're coming off the plantation a little bit there.
Oh, man. And that's because it's so hard to try to sell what so many of the quote-unquote progressives or the Democrat Party elite, basically, are trying to continue to sell to the American people. Everybody has tried to do their part. And, well, I'm just going to use the word fair share. People believe that they've done their fair share. They've quarantined, they've stuck around, and now they're getting vaccinated, and they're being told that this doesn't matter.
And a CNN reporter yesterday blamed the labor supply shortage on the fear of getting assaulted for enforcing the mask mandate.
Yes. Well, that's right. That's right. Yeah, people are getting kind of tired of that, and obviously you don't
want to
do anything.
That's not drinking the Kool-Aid. That's eating the watermelon.
Right, exactly, yeah.
Jeez. Oh, well. And how about the U.S. consumer borrowing stake that rose by a strong $25.8 billion in March, the individuals out there borrowing money so that they could do whatever they needed to do? Now, that may have something to do also with people not going back to work, because if you're able to borrow money, say on the equity you have in your home or whatever, and use it to keep yourself afloat, and you're still getting the unemployment and all that, why would you want to go back to work?
Well, again, yeah, this is it's like a vicious cycle, but it will run out at some point. And yes, you might be able to borrow against the equity, and some people are borrowing because the market was good, and their value has likely gone up, and so they're pulling money out to do things they've always wanted to do. But in some cases, that includes buying things like food and making your car payment, evidently. This is something that's been going on. But again, the vicious cycle is we've got to get people back to work. We've got to get companies going again, restaurants and the like all going again.
All righty. Well, folks, we'll be back with more. When we come back, we're going to tell you what's going on up there in Minnesota with the trial of those police officers and what happened yesterday. If you haven't heard, you will hear about it when we come back. Kyle Warren's going to be right back with us. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch as we stroll across the overnight radio airwaves here. Be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast. 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Around 266,000 jobs were added in April. It's a big drop from the March numbers and a surprise to some economists. President Biden says even with the lower report, the rescue plan is beginning to work.
We never thought that after the first 50 or 60 days, everything would be fine. Today, there's more evidence that our economy is moving in the right direction. But it's clear we have a long way to go.
The president insisted that rebuilding the economy with economic stimulus cash is a long-distance marathon, but not a sprint. The White House is allocating more than $21.5 billion emergency rental assistance to prevent people who lost their jobs during the pandemic from being evicted. New data shows that more than 7 million Americans were behind on their rent last month. This is USA Radio News.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Captain here. I want you to check out the stem cell activation pads that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation pads that will do wonders, and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Alrighty, and welcome back, everybody, to the Captain's America Third Watch, coast to coast, border to border, on this Mother's Day weekend. And hello to everybody that's out there, and a happy Mother's Day to all the mothers that are out there. And in the famous last words, Mr. Kyle Warren, of Joe Biden, we are going to celebrate the women with this great gift suggestion. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
And if that doesn't work, I got a better one.
What's that?
There you go. Covered all the bases.
Very cool.
Yeah, a little humor for the folks out there. Okay, you know, Kyle, you've got something there you're looking at. We had the Minnesota governor lose a lawsuit yesterday about churches opening. What was that all about?
Well, that's right. Evidently, Minnesota has now resolved a lawsuit that was brought by two churches in Minnesota, and all this revolved around the state's restrictions on the size of indoor services, regarding the COVID-19 emergency. Now, this resolution evidently means that the state will now agree that any restrictions that they may place on churches in the future would be no different than they would use for entertainment venues and the like, basically. So that's what evidently what this lawsuit was about. But of course, as you know, so many churches simply were not able to hold services really at all during the pandemic. They went to online and so forth. But basically, this means that they will have at least a better chance of it for any kind of future restrictions that would come down.
All right. Now, in addition to that in Minnesota, yesterday the a federal grand jury in Minnesota indicted four former Minneapolis police officers, including convicted Derek Chauvin and his three partners, on violating the civil rights of George Floyd.
Well, that's right, and I think that was to be expected, basically, and certainly the trial of the other officers that will be coming up in the summertime, in terms of the charges that over the local charges, basically. So this is going to be with us for quite some time, and one of the big variables, though, Captain, is whether or not either there will be some kind of movement on what happened in the trial with Derek Chauvin based on the idea of the juror not being truthful on their questionnaire in terms of whether or not they had been out in protests or other gatherings.
Well, we were told that in the event that Chauvin had been found innocent or acquitted, that the feds were waiting, standing by to arrest him on these charges.
Well, of course, that's right. And, of course, I think they're following through on that. So this is going to pan out, you know, one way or another. But obviously, yes, the Biden administration signaling that they are going to continue with that.
Now, I'm starting to notice more of the aircraft taking off at a little lower altitude than just climbing up and just zooming up into the sky, which means they got more people on the planes, because I sit right here off the Tampa International Airport, and I'm in between the runways, and I get a chance to see who's got what when they take off and land, whether or not they're empty or they're loaded. You can tell very easily by the height that they achieve and how hard the engine is working. Now, the other thing is, during the month of March, the United States TSA screened 1.64 million people at our nation's airports, which was up dramatically from the months before.
Well, that's exactly right. And we're seeing a lot more people traveling. We're seeing a lot more people being able to get out and actually do things. They're chomping at the bit to do it. Of course, that means hopefully we're coming out of COVID. And again, this is one of the weird things about this, Captain, is that we keep getting the mixed signals from the Biden administration about wearing masks, for example, or how bad is the COVID-19 issue right now, and so on and so forth. It's almost as if they want to keep this idea that it's really terrifying still. But most people are showing, by going out and flying on airplanes and so forth, that they understand the risk, they understand about protecting themselves, and they're getting vaccinated as well. And once they're vaccinated, I think a lot of people, Captain, across the highways and byways believe, I'm good to go. I can go do stuff. I'm vaccinated.
Well, that's true. And one of the things you could do is get on an airplane and take off, because guess what? They're going to ask you whether or not you've been vaccinated, and some of these planes, especially the international flights, they're going to start vaccinating you.
Well,
you have to have a vaccination. And, oh, by the way, I will add this. I saw something yesterday coming up. It hasn't happened yet. But coming up in the not-too-distant future, Publix grocery stores, well, the ones with the pharmacies, are going to have walk-in vaccination service for anybody.
That's right. That's exactly right. And I think that'll mirror in different places around the country as well to a great extent. And that's because it should be very easy. And it has been quite easy to get vaccinated, that is a really good thing insofar as that people, again, they're willing to do it. But here's the mixed message. Like we talked about earlier this week, when Kamala Harris and her husband kiss each other goodbye before she gets on the airplane,
oh, yeah,
and they kiss each other through their masks, they're sending the wrong signal. The signal should be, I'm vaccinated, she's vaccinated, all these people around us are vaccinated, and we can give each other a kiss goodbye.
But it's the droplets. Yeah. Somebody might have sneezed on them. It's the droplets, Kyle.
Oh, but you're vaccinated. That's the idea. And so in other words, they're not creating the atmosphere that says, if you do this, we can all start emerging out of this. They wanted to keep it going.
Now, the Federal Election Commission in Washington, D.C., very quietly did something that you didn't hear about in any of the newspapers, but we're going to tell you about it right now. They have totally dropped the case against Donald Trump concerning payments to women relative to the 2016 presidential election. Now, that was a case that was built on lies from Michael Cohen, a corrupt and convicted lawyer, a lawyer, in fact, who was so corrupt that he was sentenced to 3 years in jail for lying to Congress, and many other things have nothing to do with the president, former President Donald Trump. The Michael Avenatti was the other attorney that was involved, and we know where he is, right?
Right, right.
In jail. So a couple of two sleazebag lawyers are where they're supposed to be. And I believe in that particular case, law and justice in our country was properly served because these guys got locked up. Now, Cohen's trying to get out of anything he can by going around saying, well, I got this to tell about the president. I got this to tell. Yeah, sure he does.
Well, I mean, they were being used for a particular purpose at that time, including Avenatti, who I think didn't, wasn't it Tucker Carlson who called him the creepy porn lawyer or something like
yeah.
that? Yeah. And, but they were serving their purpose at the time, and it didn't matter if what they were talking about was real or not. It was incendiary.
Now, I want to tell the country what happened in Michigan on the morning of November the 4th. We now have a clear picture of what transpired there, and nothing has been done about it, and the state election commission is not going to even check on this. But listen to this one, Kyle.
Mm-hmm.
At 6:31 in the morning on November 4th, a dump of 149,772 votes came into the state of Michigan. Joe Biden received 96% of those votes, and the state miraculously went to him at that time. Now, has the Michigan State Senate started their review of the fraudulent presidential election of 2020 yet? Or are they about to start? No. And if not, should they be run out of office? Maybe. Likewise, at 3:42 in the morning, a dump of 143,379 votes came into the state of Wisconsin, where miraculously it was given to Joe Biden. Once again, same scenario. Where did these votes come from? Both were state election-changing events, and that's on top of the other corruption that the Trump administration is finding out about. But even including the fact that neither state got legislative approval, which is required under the United States Constitution, they still refuse to do any type of check or recheck about it.
Well, and that is one of the major, major concerns and the major things
yeah.
that are going to drive
and,
what's happening in the next election.
And to any of the doubting Thomases that got a hold of me, that heard me say the numbers I did, you can find this out by going to the SaveAmerica.com website, SaveAmerica.com website. It is there for the world to see.
That's exactly right, yes.
So, you know, because some people would say, well, there he goes again. Yeah, there he goes again with facts.
Well, and that's the thing. It's that if these things are uncovered or if these things are to be shown, the American people want to know the truth.
Yes, and every state that was involved with the come-from-behind victory by Joe Biden, the vote dumps and all that, they all need to be challenged, every one of them. Can't change the result. But we can find out what the hell happened so it doesn't happen again. Be right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck. Or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us.
That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with 2 extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Why, thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. She is my transplant New Jersey Georgia cowgirl up there. Got the horse ranch, Double D Ranch, with her husband, Don. And I always joke with her and kid with her about that. She would actually be doing something like that, because I don't think in her wildest imagination she ever thought that she would be doing what she's doing right now. But she's in retirement, so it's something good. Gets her outdoors and keeps her busy. And she's an avid shooter too, which we'll talk about that here in a little bit. But anyway, this portion of the program, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J truck stops around and near you. Pull on in there, find out what they're all about, and don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because guess what? You're going to get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee on us and the Flying J. So pull on in there and become a member of the Drivers Club. All right. This is officially our number one all-time requested song on the radio show, and here it comes.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my goodness. That face just drives you nuts, Kyle. By the way.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia, for doing that for us. We do appreciate you so very much, and we appreciate her year-round. She's always got those liners in there for us. CowboyLogic.us is where you can find out more about her and her husband, Don. Now, this
got up in Big Sky Country tonight. Winter weather advisory, this around Great Falls, Montana. If you're coming along Interstate 15 and or continuing down, looks like Route 87 to about Windham, in that area, you've got a winter weather advisory. Also in northeastern Montana, Lake Wind Advisory, this up near Malta, this along Highway 2 or Route 2 in that area, near the Fort Peck Indian Reservation, so be careful in that area tonight. We do have a freeze warning still along Interstate 5 in southern Oregon, Ashford, Medford area there. Fire weather warning still stretching from Redding all the way down to about Modesto, so if you're coming up Interstate 5 or California 99, you still may be encountering some fire weather, of course, and also gusty winds as well. Speaking of winds, winds out near Bakersfield tonight, Tehachapi, Edwards Air Force Base area, Lancaster in Southern California. Fire weather watch near St. George, Utah, pretty much confined there to the southern part of the state. But all of New Mexico, Captain, tonight has fire weather warning or wind advisory in it. And that wind advisory is near Santa Rosa and Tucumcari tonight.
Yep. And okay, here we go here. On the panhandle of Oklahoma, Amarillo about 40, 50 miles inland on I-40 in Oklahoma, straight down all the way now to Midland. You've got a fire weather watch in engaged right now, and then over to Plainview. And then we've got some windy conditions, and here's where the rubber's going to meet the road. Around the metroplex of Dallas today and the eastern part of Texas, and the southwestern corner of Arkansas and the southeastern corner of Oklahoma, you're going to have some storms firing up. Conditions are ripe for some severe thunderstorms and maybe the T word, too. Maybe the T word. You're going to have to keep your eyes and ears and pay attention to what's going on. All right, that's for that area only. Now, moving up into Wisconsin, a hard freeze warning right now on all the way up to Green Bay and the lower half of Wisconsin. Part of Michigan to include, or not Michigan, the northern part of Michigan, a hard freeze warning all the way down towards I-94, and then you've got a frost warning elsewhere, as well as Indiana, as well as Illinois, as well as the southeastern corner of Minnesota, northeastern corner of Iowa, and now add to it Erie, Pennsylvania. That little stretch of Pennsylvania on I-90 is under a frost warning tonight, so cooler temperatures there. Kyle, tell us how to hear your show, please.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
We will talk to you on Monday morning, my friend.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, and we appreciate him. And right now we're going to drift down over to the telephone line and pick up from FoundersCode.com. That's FoundersCode.com. Denise Simon. Good morning, Denise Simon.
Good morning.
The jobs report is somewhat of a disaster that Joe Biden tried to spin yesterday. I don't know how you do this, Denise, when you come right out and say, well, we were going to add 936,000 jobs, and he added 266. How the hell do you spin that?
Well, the estimates were clearly in the 900,000 range.
Yep.
And one estimate was actually just over a million. So it's really quite fascinating that, you know, people within his administration, you know, looked at this and said, and made these predictions, and then comes out with the reality of which media was even freaked out. They couldn't even believe it. And to hear Biden, his explanation, I mean, he just, they tried to spin it, and it was like crazy. It's like, you know, it's your people that put these numbers out there. So what is happening here is the economy, for the most part, is overheated because of all this, federal dollars being flushed into it, such that the Fed chair, Treasury, the reason the stock market went up is because of the jobs report, such that they won't raise the interest rates. That's why the stock market liked it. So.
Now, there was one other little thing that got tapped into that nobody said anything about, and I'm going to say it right now. They revised the March job numbers down by 146,000, and nobody said a word about that.
Actually, it was February and March. They went down by 75,000.
But, I mean, this stuff is, and you're right about the economy being overheated, because this is part of the problem as to why we've got people, the companies that have got jobs and they can't find people, they're not going to go to work because they're getting all that extra money that they call free money. Ain't nothing free. Nothing's free. All right, hold on, Denise. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. Don't go anywhere. Got a lot more coming your way after the top of the hour news and weather and all that stuff for your local stations, too. I'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with the